Once Upon a Time, a Fantasy. This is an American Gold Seal production.
Once upon a time, there lived in a quiet, old-fashioned village an old cobbler and his wife. Now, the old cobbler was very, very poor, because, you see, there weren't many people in the little village. And truth to tell, most of the people who did live there either went without shoes or else wore wooden clogs. One stormy night, very late, the cobbler was bending over his bench, his wife sat before the dying fire, when above the lashing of the rain, they heard a cry at the door.
That sounds like a baby.
Yes, my dear. Hold the lamp while I open the door. Yes, yes, a baby lying on the threshold. Here, give me the lamp. You pick it up. I'll close the door.
Oh, poor little mite.
Yeah, bring it to the fire. I'll throw on another log, although mercy knows we've little enough wood.
Put some milk in a pan and set it on the fire to warm.
Yes, yes, I'll do it.
Oh, baby. No, no, everything's full of
here, my dear. The milk is warm enough now.
Oh, that's good. Now take that old box and bring it close to the fire.
Yes.
Warm that old rug and put it in the bottom of the box.
Yes, my dear.
This will make a fine cradle.
Yes.
Now, of course, the old cobbler and his wife didn't know that off in the forest, not so very far from their hut, was the Squirrel King's palace. And if they had, they never, never would have thought that the Squirrel King would have given them a thought. But he had. And even now, as the wrinkle-faced, wise old squirrel hurried to his palace, the gnomes and elfins sang and danced around the fairy throne.
We're a happy family, gnomes and elfins all, dancing in our fairy palace in the magic hall. When wrinkles come to meet us, we will have some fun, for we're the happiest gnomes and elfins underneath the sun.
Well, 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 His Majesty, the King of the Squirrels.
Yes, wise old owl. Oh, what a night, what a night. Why, do you know, my fur's so wet, I don't believe I'll ever get dry again.
Your Majesty had better go to bed early, then. Otherwise, you might catch cold.
Quite right, Fairy Queen. Quite right. His Majesty must not take any chances.
Yes, the wise old owl is right, Your Majesty. You must not take any chances.
Thank you, Fairy Queen. Thank you, wise old owl. Thank you all. But we have work to do.
Work to do, Your Majesty?
Yes, wise old owl. On my way to the palace just now, I learned that the old cobbler and his wife had taken in a little homeless baby.
But, Squirrel King, they haven't enough for themselves. Why, they hardly have anything, not even enough to eat.
Too bad. Too bad. Too bad.
It is, yes, wise old owl. Of course it's too bad. And that's just what we're going to correct.
We are, Your Majesty.
Yes. We're all going to go there. Now, each of us will give some gift to the little baby, and the wise old owl will have to think of some way to help the old cobbler.
The best way to help people is to help them help themselves.
Sounds very complicated to me, wise old owl. But I suppose you're right. You generally are.
Generally, I'm always right.
All right, all right. You're always right then, wise old owl. Now, let's all clasp hands and count three. One, two, three.
Through the keyhole, under the door, down the chimney, through every chink in the tumble-down hut, the gnomes, elfins, and fairies swarmed. In a moment, they had the door open for the Squirrel King and the wise old owl, who were so dignified that they could not enter by any other means than the door. The old cobbler and his wife were fast asleep, and as soon as the door closed behind the wise old owl, all the gnomes and elfins gathered about the baby, peacefully sleeping before the fire.
Now, don't make any more noise than you have to. We don't want to waken the old cobbler.
She's a beautiful little baby, isn't she, Squirrel King?
Yes, Fairy Queen. And the old cobbler and his wife are so very good that I thought they were worthy of help.
Will Your Majesty present the first gift?
Yes, wise old owl. Baby, as you grow older, you shall have nothing but beautiful thoughts.
Baby, as you grow older, you shall have beauty.
Baby, with the passing of years, you shall have wisdom.
Baby, as you grow older, you shall have the voice like the nightingale.
Wisdom will be love and song, be with baby all life long.
May she grow both tall and fair.
None with her that shall compare.
May she be both good and true, teaching others what to do.
Squirrel King.
Yes, wise old owl, what is it?
I know how we will help the old cobbler.
How?
You see this leather, all cut, ready to stitch into a pair of shoes?
Yes, yes, I see. Go on.
We'll have two of the elephants finish them during the night.
Very well, wise old owl. You see to it. I've got to get back to the palace. There's no saying what might happen while I'm away. Why, anything might happen. Come, everybody. Count three.
One, two, three.
During the night, the two little elfins did as the wise old owl had told them. They worked hard on the leather cuttings the old cobbler had left lying on his workbench. And in the morning, when the old cobbler awoke, there, where he had left his unfinished work, was a pair of the daintiest shoes ever seen by anyone.
Look here. Why, bless my soul, I never saw anything like it.
Goodness gracious. Why, look at the stitches. Why, they're so tiny, so neat.
Yes.
Why, you can hardly see them. Why, they're like a pair of fairy shoes.
Well, maybe that's what it was. Fairies. I dreamt last night that the kitchen was full of them.
Listen.
It's the squire. I wonder what he wants.
He's getting off his horse. Why, he's coming here.
Yes. Come in, squire.
I came to ask you to make a pair of shoes for my daughter.
These shoes here. I think, squire, will fit your daughter.
Splendid. Beautiful shoes. I never did see such a pair of shoes. Here, my good man.
Yes?
I will give you 5 golden crowns for them.
Oh, 5 golden crowns. 5 golden crowns. Oh, we're rich. I can buy enough leather with these golden crowns to keep me busy for weeks.
And now we'll have enough money to be able to feed the baby. Oh, hurry. Go down to the village and get more milk.
That night, and every night for a year, the old cobbler left a pair of unfinished shoes on his workbench. And every morning, lo and behold, there on the bench was a pair of finished shoes. The fame of the cobbler's work spread to all parts of the countryside, and from far and near came the richest people in the realm to buy the daintiest shoes made anywhere in the land. One morning, just before dawn, the cobbler thought he heard a noise. So he wakened his wife, and together they crept quietly to the workshop.
I can't see anything. Can you?
No, not a thing. Yes, I do. Look, on top of the bench.
Goodness gracious. 2 little elephants.
Yes, see. One holds the oar, while the other hammers it through the leather.
They work.
Listen.
2 elephants are we, every work can't outpass. Making up shoes on the old cobbler's lass. By dawning we'll finish, and away we will fly to the Squirrel King's palace in the forest nearby.
It's almost dawn, brother.
Yes, we must hurry.
Just 2 more stitches and we'll be finished.
Don't shake so. I can't hit it right when you jiggle that way. There now. It's finished.
Just in time, too.
They're gone.
Yes, gone in a flash, just as the cock crew for the second time.
Now we've got to do something for them.
Oh, yes, something in return for all they've done for us.
I have it.
What?
I'll make them each a pair of shoes.
And I'll make them doublet, pantaloons,
yes,
and a cap.
Oh, and here's just the right kind of leather, soft. Just as soft as can be.
And here's the right kind of cloth for the suit.
Yes.
Fluffy like swan's down.
Oh.
Won't they be surprised?
Yes. And now we'll have to hurry.
I can work while I rock the baby to sleep. Can't I, baby?
Yes.
Rock my baby on the table.
That night, The old cobbler and his wife hid behind the curtains. And sure enough, just as midnight sounded, in came the two elfins. And behind them, hopping, skipping, and jumping, all the gnomes, fairies, and elfins from the Squirrel King's palace. The two little elfins spied the suits and shoes laid out for them on the workbench, and in a flash they picked them up, ran behind a log of wood lying on the hearth, and changed into their new clothes. Out they leaped to the middle of the kitchen floor, and all the gnomes and elfins, joining hands, danced around them in a circle.
We thank you, Mr. Cobbler, for being very kind. We thank you, Mrs. Cobbler, for keeping us in mind. We'll wear our suits and shoes to walk back, you may be sure, as we sing and dance together, la 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 la.
And so the old cobbler and his wife watched the fairies, gnomes, and elfins as they danced and sang in the middle of the kitchen floor. And as for the baby, why, she grew up to be everything that the Squirrel King and the wise old owl wanted her to be. In fact, she was so beautiful that princes came from all over the world to ask for her hand in marriage. But that's another story, and you'll hear it some other time.